Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend Carolyn Geiger, certified nurse midwife with ultrasound for midwives today. We have been creating a series that'll come out for the next few months, and I'll put a link below to more of the detail one, getting to know Carolyn and her history. Today, we want to dive into the conversation of the ultrasound certification process for midwives. Thank you for being here today, Carolyn.
Thank you, and thank you for that opportunity, because we're very excited about the midwife certification exam. It's a combined effort between the American College of Nurse Midwives and the American Registry of Diagnostic Medical Sonographers. And it's been in the works now for probably 7 or 8 years since we very first started talking about it. And the need, midwives are asking for some kind of certification, documentation of their skills and such to be able to expand their practice. So the ACNM listened, and the American Institute of Ultrasound and Medicine and the American Registry of Diagnostic Medical Sonographers were all very excited to have certification for midwives. At the current time, it's available for certified nurse midwives and for certified midwives. In the future, we're hoping to expand that exam. And so that's just kind of part of the background things that are going on. But right at the moment, it's CNMs and CMs. But it's still in its infancy and has lots of growing to do.
Well, you and I had brainstormed because ACNM joined forces with the ultrasound training organization. It's like, let's get MANA, let's get NARM to join on the bandwagon and make something specifically for certified professional midwives, direct entry midwives. I know you and I, when we create our courses, our content resources, it's for any type of midwife, but especially there gets some confusion. If you want to get certified on a national level, you have to be at this point a certified nurse midwife or a certified midwife. But we are more than happy. We're excited for our in-person and online courses have all walks of life of midwives, and we love training midwives.
We have all kinds of midwives, and we are welcoming for women's health nurse practitioners, family nurse practitioners are very welcome, physician's assistants who are doing OB. We're happy to have join us, because we're trying to just share the wealth in ultrasound education.
So for the certification process, you even this morning, we have our weekly meetings. I didn't realize like the level of education you needed. I had this innocent mindset that your online course is what we need to get the certification, but it was actually 12 hours total versus 8 hours. And so I'm thinking, should we add 4 more hours of a course, or what are the resources? And then another conversation came up of they meet all their criteria if they do the hands-on training, because they get continuing ed for hands-on and they get continuing ed for the online, that's 16 hours. So I think it's good we have these conversations, because even me partnering with you, there's so much knowledge you have. How do we get people to understand the certification process better?
Well, the process starts with getting your background knowledge of ultrasound and doing hands-on scanning. So both of those things are important. And when you take the exam, it includes both of those components. So understanding a little bit of physics, understanding the anatomy that is being looked at, understanding the way to use the ultrasound machine are all pieces of what gets tested on the exam. The course that we offer now online is a lecture course that focuses on the background knowledge. It's not very focused at this point on hands-on scanning. That's more difficult to do in an online environment. It's coming, but we're not quite there yet. And that gives us 8 hours of ACNM continuing ed credits. In order to take the certification exam, you need to have 12 credits in an ultrasound related courses. Well, the hands-on portion that we're going to be teaching in Michigan in a few months soon, and that I go out to individual practices and teach, carries with it 8.5 hours of additional credits. So the whole package is 16.5 credits. And so it more is more than enough to meet the credit requirement for the exam. And then when you take the exam, the first half of the exam is a computerized exam. It's 100 multiple choice questions, kind of straightforward. And you can take that at a testing site near you, or that since COVID has started, they've even set up a means for you to be able to take it at home. So that's an online course, and you pass that exam first, and then there's a practical exam that goes with it. And that's the hands-on component. So you need to get hands-on experience. And once you do, then there are 8 specific hands-on exams that you have to do, 2 or 3 of them related to the first trimester, 2 or 3 of them that are related to the second and third trimester, a couple that are related to normal GYN anatomy, IUD location. If you're involved in infertility work, then there's one exam that you can do, because you have some choices in all of this. It's not just it's not just a fixed number of exams. And you have someone look over your shoulder that's either a registered diagnostic medical sonographer or a midwife who has passed her midwife certification exam, or physician that's skilled in obstetric and gynecologic ultrasound. They watch over your shoulder and say, yes, this person is competent in this, and there's a checklist to go through.
So it sounds like it's a 3-part series. You get your 12 hours of continuing education, you take your online or in-person certification, and then over the next 2 years, if I recall, you have as a timeline to get the on-site training, and that could be various options. So we were finding people had the barrier to hands-on training that weren't part of a larger healthcare facility. So that's why we created the fall course. All your instructors are going to be certified, so they can use this if they want to get the certification. You do the online, you can choose to take the certification before the actual hands-on, but if you take it before, you are officially certified at the end of that day. So we're very excited. We should have some like hats and some diplomas or some fun things.
You could be, if you get all those exams done and checked off by the instructor. So definitely, or at least make progress in that direction. So
why is it so important? It seems like, okay, there's step-by-steps to get certified, and it's for currently certified nurse midwives and certified midwives. Why is it so important for us to get a national certification versus just adding this training and skills part of our repertoire?
Well, it certainly is a part of adding these skills and having documentation that you have these skills, that this is not just that you learned a little on the job and now you're going to go out and be doing it. What's in the works around the country is that insurance companies are beginning to look at certification for everyone doing ultrasound, physicians as well as sonographers and midwives. And so And so it's very important that if you have that certification, then when this is required, then you're going to be right at the head of the class.
Yeah, reimbursement is very important to a practice. You don't want to be offering a bunch of services that, one, you want to know your core competency, safety, quality measures, but also you want to get reimbursed for what you're doing. So yeah, I think having it, especially if you're pushing, you're paving a way, being a pioneer in your own state and doing private practice, this certification will help you to negotiate reimbursement as the first time in the area. So there's a lot of potential benefits to this certification, and it's in such an early stage that I'm very excited to see where it goes the next 5 years.
Well, I think it's going to really blossom, and I think that it's going to start being required for a growing number of insurance providers. And when you're skills are called into question, you know, you say you do ultrasound,
legal defense, yeah.
Then you have your certification to say, and the certification, it comes through the American Registry of Diagnostic Medical Sonographers, which is the worldwide recognized organization for certification of sonographers. I helped start that organization, as a matter of fact, way back in the early days, but it has blossomed now to having more than 90,000 registered sonographers around the world. It's just absolutely amazing. And so it's a quality organization that is giving a quality exam, and really will look well on your resume. It's a tremendous opportunity to be with women more, to be with your patients more, to be able to do those scans and to be really connected with them and be able to manage their situation right away. But it's also an excellent way to earn more revenue for your practice. And so if you are looking at moving to a new practice, you bring that skill with you, and that means
the negotiating tool, girl. Oh man, the power of all these skills and certifications.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So just like you want to be able to do first assist or a variety of other skills that advance your practice, this is a huge way to be able to advance your practice. And to not just,
well, especially a small community setting, if you're doing private practice, you're joining a rural community where there's less resources, they really like determine their candidates or just the quality. If they can't access these certain services because they're not within the skills of their current providers, it's really, yeah. So there's so many benefits to getting certified. There's so many benefits to training. I'm so excited for what you're going to be doing the next few years, Carolyn, and just getting more midwives certified across the country. So what's a good way they can get a hold of you, Carolyn, if they have questions?
They can always go to my website, ultrasoundformidwives.com. And that gives you information as well as all of my contact information. So right down to my phone number, give me a call.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Carolyn. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.